Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of our series titled, The Diligent Person.
If you meditate on financial blessing, you'll see ideals from everywhere on how to be blessed. If you meditate on loving, you'll see opportunities everywhere to love people. Because I've noticed that just in anything I do, if I focus my mind on it and I think about it and it gets in my subconscious mind to where I sleep and I wake up, my subconscious mind figures out ways to get it. You're like, wow, you just wake up in the middle of the day, just bam, an idea. But you have to have a positive mind because faith grows in a positive mind. You have to be believing. God, I know you want me blessed. I know you want it. Opportunities come up, ways to open up. If you're thinking about your business, God will give you witty inventions and ideals on better ways to do it than the competitor. Mm-hmm. Thomas Edison said God gave him the idea of electricity. So many of these inventors said God gave them those ideals. God told them it could be done. And in faith, they just kept doing it. No matter how many times they failed, they were diligent. Mm-hmm. Over 10,000 different elements he put together before he discovered two elements and a metal to be used as a filament that wouldn't burn out too quick or wouldn't burn bright enough. Over 10,000 failures to succeed. If he was thinking about failure, he'd have quit a long time ago. All he was thinking about was the goal line. You got a goal, you're running. I was watching the show the other night, Biggest Loser? People have all the weight and they're trying to lose the weight. And you're looking at the intensity. They got trainers. They got people encouraging them. And you can see they want to quit. But by the time when they get in the program, they're kind of, really not motivated. That's how you get like that. Not being diligent to do things. But somebody's pushing them. Somebody's encouraging them. Somebody's behind them. And just getting their mind to think on, no, you can do it. See yourself skinny. You're going to do this. They're teaching them faith. They're teaching them to get a vision and then to write down what they desire and then to work in faith with the corresponding action, and then they all lose weight. Some at different speeds. One guy, they had a switch role, and they said, what we're going to do today is we're going to let you guys train the trainers. And of course, these trainers have been working these people. They've been sweating. And then they tell them, you get to train the trainers. And they say, oh, you're getting it now. And they lay stuff on the trainers, had them working. But I noticed one of the guys who lost the most weight, that guy was training the trainer, but he was doing it with the trainer while he was training the trainer. And he's a heavy guy. And I'm looking at this brother over here, whose brother only lost 1 pound last week. But he's very positive that he's going to make it. But he's training the other guy, and he's riding along in a golf cart. And the other guy was running with the guy. Now, I'm looking like in a week, they're going to weigh all you all again. You only lost 1 pound. Are you trying to lead a show? You only lost a pound. You need to be out there training with the trainer while you're training the trainer. But he took the day off. He took the day off. He was not diligent to his initial goal to come and lose as much weight as possible. But that other guy, of course, stayed on, and that guy, of course, was getting voted off. I think they held him on because he ain't losing no weight. So they like, I don't want to go against somebody really losing weight. So they held him on because he's not losing weight. But he literally got in the jeopardy where he could be voted off, whereas if he'd lost more weight. He weighed more than anybody when he started. He's potentially could lose more weight. But see, I'm looking at him, and I was telling Deanna, we were watching with the kids, and I said, see that guy right there? I said, that guy right there is not going to win. He's not going to win because he's not diligent. These other guys are working with the trainer to work the trainer because they know they still got a week to lose weight. They're going to sit around riding the cart all day. If he forgot his goal, getting off on something else. And I think they did on the show on purpose. They come up with something like that to see who's going to stick to it, who's going to be diligent. Because the diligent will always be the ones who rule. The diligent will always be the ones who win. It'll never be those who weren't consistent on what they said they would do. Right. The people who quit at 5,000 never get to 10,001 and hold more patents than anybody on the earth to this day, Thomas Edison. He holds more patents than any human being on the planet. That man has so many inventions, and he had to be diligent to work these things up. Alexander Graham Bell, a bunch of patents. He said God told him that you could do that. That's why he wrote in the books that the Lord led him and directed him. I believe God gives you knowledge of witty inventions because the word says so. but it's only going to come to fruition through the diligent. What ideal do you have that you've laid aside and quit on that you may need to pick back up and be diligent with and see it through to its completion, and you get remunerated and blessed because of it, because it's God's will for you to be blessed in that area? The diligent person. The diligent person. We look where that person tracks. The person has abundant thinking. Their careful plan is they're not hurried to failure. They take their time to plan and to make sure they do, and they're willing to work. We look that the diligent person has a budget. They track their wealth. They know what's going in versus what's going out.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
The diligent person, we look where that person tracks. The person has abundant thinking. Their careful plan is they're not hurried to failure. They take their time to plan and to make sure they do, and they're willing to work. We look that the diligent person has a budget. They track their wealth. They know what's going in versus what's going out. Do you want to be a diligent person?
Yes.
It's just a matter of staying with it when it gets tough. When the marriage gets tough, stay with it. When the job gets tough, lest God open up something else or something, stay with it. Because Satan is not going to let you win in life without opposition. But only the tough endure through the opposition. Some guys that won, I've seen matches. You know, this is what Rocky's all about. Story of Rocky when he was fighting against this guy. And boy, the guy said, he's not human. Because this guy was putting a beating on Rocky. I forget which one it was. Rocky 2000, I think. It was one of those. Yeah, the one with Russian. And he's right. And the Russian guy was just... He was beating the guy bad. I mean, they going on, and then the guy said he's an animal. And the whole Soviet Union, it's all a movie, but this is the human thing it appealed to. Everybody loves the one who won't quit. The man could lose the fight, and everybody still raises his hand. His opponent would come and say, I got to say you won, man. I just got to say you won. Because I know I won by the thing, but you wouldn't lay down. You wouldn't quit. You wouldn't stop and got the accolades and the reward because the man wouldn't quit. The Russians start hollering, Rocky, Rocky, Rocky. We all like to see the person who doesn't quit. And the harder it was for them to win, the more we like to see them and praise them when they win. Anybody can do what's easy. You don't get any praise for doing what's easy. But if you'll be the one who'll stick to it, they're still speaking Edison's name. They teach him in high school and elementary, Edison, Edison. Whoever else did something or was about to do something and quit, we don't even know who they are. Can't mention their name we want to. We don't know who quit. Nobody knows the quitters. Nobody remembers the quitters. You remember the guys who go on to pro. Don't remember the guys who gave up. Guys who pressed in. The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory is in our eyes. That person overcame. I was watching a movie last night, In Pursuit of Happiness. That story of Will Smith and his son about, what's the guy's name, Chris somebody? Christopher Gardner. And that dude there, whoo, if he went through everything they say he went through, the way he went through it, he went through hell and high water and didn't quit. He's a multimillionaire now, and he came from nothing. I've never been as low as he was. I've never slept on a public bathroom floor or ever had to, and never will have to, with his kid. The man, that is embarrassing, that is humiliating, that's more than humbling, and you got a five-year kid. I'm just as a man watching that saying, I told Helen, I don't never want to go through nothing like that. Because, I mean, you do it by yourself, but you there with your kid, and you're a man, and you got nothing, $21 in the bank, then spent that. You kicked out the hotel, the motel, the Holiday Inn, you just put out. That's cold. That would affect me. But you still have to be strong anyway. Yeah. And he stayed through it till he came out. Friend wouldn't help him out. I ain't giving you that $14. I ain't giving you no money. Friend left. His wife left him. She's like, this ain't no more fun. I'm gone. I ain't happy. I wonder if he married her again or what. Probably not. I wouldn't. Help me to don't help ain't no help. You know what I'm saying? That brother, I look at that story and I just said, it's amazing what diligence can do. He has some prime opportunities to quit. He had some good places to quit where it's just like, the heck with it, put me on welfare. He did all he could to stand on his own. He took a little assistance, a little bit of help, but he did all he could. But I guarantee you, probably 99% of everybody that was in those homeless shelters with him, he's the only one that became a millionaire. And the only difference between him and them is diligence. He said, I'm not selling for this. I'm pressing forward for the prize. I believe there's more for me. I believe I'm smart. I believe I can do things. When he was pressing for that job, and you know, sometimes you got to do what they don't expect you to do. You go there and they say, sorry, we're not hiring. Well, you got to come back the next day and say, no, you're hiring me. You want me. No, we told you you're not hiring. You come back the next day, how you doing, Mr. Dow? Yeah, how you doing? You ready to hire me yet? And the guy comes into the office. They finally let him up. He gets an appointment. He comes up for the interview thing. And he had just got in jail, got thrown in jail for parking tickets. And he ran from the jail. And he just gets there. I'm talking about diligence. The guy ran from the jail. He gets there at the meeting. But he didn't have time to change clothes. He had been painting his apartment, spent the night in jail, painting his hair, no shirt. And then, you know, and the guy's in there like, what? You came in this business being dressed like that? But they're trying to be nice. And then they just told him, one guy trying to be nice and calm, but they're like, I'm not hiring this fool. But the guy's trying to be nice and considerate. He said, you know, what would you think if you, somebody came to your interview with no shirt on? He said, I think he must have some real nice pants on. That's calm under pressure there. That's diligent. He wanted that job. And just because he answered the questions right and he did all that, they said, and the other guy vouched for him. He said, man, this guy for a month has been bothering me. I see he distinguished himself through his diligence. This man was sleeping, didn't have, they're turning the lights off in the halfway house, so he's studying by moonlight. He's up all night, barely getting any sleep, running. And he did that for 90 days, I think, through the training. And then at the end, they said, we award you the job. Why? Because he outperformed the other guys. They were going home getting a good night's sleep. They were doing all other stuff. He was running around, I mean, literally just trying to stay awake. But he was diligent. There were some prime opportunities to quit, I tell you. The only thing that separated him from the rest of them was diligence. 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 It's an amazing tool towards success. It's an amazing tool. If you don't get that tool, you're going to have a it's just going to be harder for you to succeed in life if you don't adopt that tool to success of being a person who decides what you're going to do, decides you're not going to quit because you said you're not going to quit. That's why I'm not quitting, because I said, if I say I'm going to get a college degree, I'm going to get one. If I say I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. You get it. You learn that. You learn to do what you say.
Today's message has been part one of the series, The Diligent Person.
This is all the time we have for today, but as always, I believe this program is making a positive change in your life. Here's an address you may use to join me in keeping the Positive Change broadcast available to you on this station. Send an offering of support to Positive Change, 3132 Fortune Way, Suite D27 in Wellington, Florida, 33414. Thank you for helping me make a positive change in the lives of the listeners in your area. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther.